Hello. Welcome to Misadventures, a Gloomhaven podcast brought to you by Game Republic Radio. This episode contains spoilers for scenario number 19 and scenario number 27. This episode also contains spoilers for class number 8, class number 13, and class number 16. Please enjoy responsibly. So there we were, going on an actual mission with Hale. This is kind of cool and exciting, right, guys? Crazy old lady in our party, what could go wrong? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Misadventures. It's good to have you back with us once again. As always, we'll kick things off, kind of going around introducing all the members of the group. I'm Casey, and I am playing Sherlock Stones, the Elementalist.
I'm Garrett, and I am playing Herd Nerfer, the Scoundrel.
I'm Skip. I'm playing the Quattril Soothsinger, May Tall.
And I'm Steve. I'm playing as the quartermaster, Brittany.
It's Brittany, bitch! Sorry. Still not tired of it.
That comes later.
So yeah, we kick things off. We're all back together after a week apart. And yeah, so we decided to kick things off by going to the Forgotten Crypt first off.
Somebody wants to kill Colt.
Was that why we went there? I was trying to remember.
Yeah, it's been the past few weeks that we've been going after cultists.
I just want to retire anyway. A second class. That's all I'm asking for. But like, we killed all of the cultists and bandits in the first like third of the game. Like, they're all dead. It's over.
Well, we found some here for you.
We can do a random scenario and hope for bandits and cultists.
Or we could just do this one again because I think you got a few.
Yeah, I think you did. So. This scenario was a little bit interesting. It was, again, it was an escort mission. Hale is really needing to get to an altar to cleanse it, and we're supposed to escort her. And once again, she goes towards doors and stuff like that. Not nearly as good as it as Charles was, apparently, because we were able to at least keep up with her.
Yeah, she's pretty slow, which was nice.
Yeah, she was doing what? Move twos, move threes?
Yeah, it was the more tolerable of the escort missions we've done.
Yeah. Move twos. Yeah, only move twos. We can keep up with move twos. And she was going on a 99 each round, which meant things were not going to aggro her as bad. But it was 5 different rooms. And we had a mixture of cultists, living bones, living spirits, and living corpses. And then, yeah, of course, we had Hale as well. And then we'll get into it, but there's a few other little bits and pieces of this scenario that'll pop up here as we get through.
The objective for this scenario, though, was to get her to the altar that's in the last room.
Yeah.
So we just have to guard her while she moves.
And, if there's one thing in gaming, and I don't care if it's video gaming or tabletop gaming, whatever kind of gaming, if there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's that escort quests are awesome. You know, like, that's the pinnacle of game design is let's do escorting. That's so much fun.
Well, I mean, male escort quests are pretty cool.
I mean, there's no we afterwards, haven't seen this. No. Water levels and escort quests, like, we're better than this. Let's move on, you know?
That being said, this one wasn't too bad.
No.
Let's get into it. Let's get a running. First room, we've got an elite skeleton and two normal cultists, which at this point, like, cultists, come on, you guys need to step your game up. But I guess Herd's a little bit ready for him.
I dream of cultists in my sleep. It's all I can think about. And so I see them and I just want to kill. And, you know, I'd like to harken back to a scenario of days of yore when someone needed a sun demon and we all got out of the way and we're like, hey, bro, get your sun demon. But no, Casey's killing the cultists.
Well, that's still not Ansu. I mean, there's Ansu doesn't like he's not here to owe you any favors.
It's ridiculous.
That's right.
To be fair, also, we did snipe quite a few of the things from Casey. Like,
yeah, we did
right off the bat. So.
It was really, really, really important to me for random reasons to get the first kill in the scenario, and you were about to kill a cultist, so I had to jump in and do something about that.
That's. You know, Blue Falcon. We got in there and we kicked some ass, and that's fine because cultists are a joke. You know, they're whatever. Get in there and kill them and move on.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. We killed some cultists, then we just kind of took care of the skeleton and quickly moved on. And I believe we actually even beat Hale out of the first room. Yeah. So.
Two. And Hale was moving two or three
turns before she was getting out of that room. Anyways. Okay.
Yeah, we did a decent job of kind of blocking her.
After that first mission with Charles, where he just took off like a bat out of hell, I started paying attention closer to my cards, where I had that move an ally up to four spaces.
So that was
in my deck, waiting for her if she just happened to go forward too fast.
Yes.
So she wasn't going very far.
Next room. Actually, those were the only... There weren't a whole lot of cultists actually in this scenario, were there? Because next room didn't have any. It had a bunch of living spirits and some living corpses.
Yeah, I think I got a total of four or five out of this whole scenario.
So I believe Herd went and started ganging up on the...
living spirits.
Living spirits, and then... Brittany went ahead and went back to the back because that's where the skeletons were at.
Plus, I had rocket boots I needed to use. You understand.
I do understand. I had rocket boots a long time ago. They were amazing.
Yeah, the bones were lined up, so I wanted to get a spear in on them. It was a good time.
And then Maytal was able to get a stun in on some of the spirits, which kind of helped out. And then I came in a little bit slower, but I had a good ranged attack and kind of split some attacks up there.
Yeah.
To finish a few things off.
But before we cleared that room, Brittany got a little excited. and opened the room to door three.
Which, again, like a cultist and some skeletons, no big.
Well, but yeah.
But then it started spawning things behind us.
Mm-hmm.
That was not what we were expecting.
Nope.
No, let's see what the rules were for that exactly.
Especially for me, when I'm usually hanging out really far behind.
Right.
Yeah.
With your no movement.
Two cultists in the first room. So open door to room three, and two cultists spawn in room one.
Yeah, which, I mean, two cultists, again, aren't a big deal, but if we ignore them, they're going to start summoning other things, which could be a little bit annoying.
Well, and I mean, I but at the same time, immediately was interested in them, so...
yeah, I could see that. And so you did run back to help out there.
I didn't run back though.
No,
you continued on going to the next movement
and opened another door,
which spawned in more things into the room everybody else was currently in, and that was some more living spirits.
Yeah, man, it felt good.
Channeling that inner scoundrel
until it didn't, because then I was surrounded by things. Like corpses, yes. Cultists.
Yeah. And we were kind of stuck in the middle, having to kind of divide and conquer in the back. But I did start moving my way towards you pretty quickly.
Well, you were busting out Sherlock's, like, kill normies card, I think, at this point. Which is probably the reason I was more okay with pushing ahead, because I knew you were going to drop a bunch of these in one go.
Yeah. I did, and then like ended up taking off. I killed a couple things in the room I was in. I may have even helped kill one of the things in the first room, and then I was able to get close enough to kill two normies that were surrounding you on one turn. And then when it looked like the living corpses were going to hit you real hard the next turn, I think I was able to get a couple more. Really, you just tanked a lot of things and distracted them while we kind of cleaned up for a couple turns. And
Maytal ended up disarming two of those bones next to me, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Herd was just running like 300 something hexes around the map, killing cultists.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he traveled through time at least a little bit.
What do we do? So there's like that back row of traps. I can't remember what we did to take care of that.
First of all, we had to clean out these other rooms.
Yes, we did.
And I had to fall back because I took a hefty amount of damage from the corpses.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them got a crit and they both had like +2 on their attack. It was bad times were happening. But we ended up taking those out, and I think Herd hopped through the door.
Yeah, I had my fancy dancy compass.
Oh yeah, you walked them back through it. That's what it was.
Give them a little encouragement.
And I think you ended up on the treasure and just went invisible, and we were just closer to them at that point, so the rest of them aggroed towards us anyways.
Yep. Yeah, I have enough invisible like in my deck as far as like a turning card that I usually get a couple surprise invisibles every scenario, and they usually end up being a good idea because I'm almost always where I shouldn't be. So,
right.
Fortunately, half the time those are surprises to us as well.
That's my favorite.
I mean, but it's just happening all the time. Like he'll check his email and he goes invisible. It's just anything he does, apparently.
That's fair.
But yeah, that final room. And again, Hale is back where she should be, so it's not too big of an issue there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, at that point, there's a couple more cultists, a few living corpses, and we've got cards to burn. I think we made pretty short work of them in there.
It all moved really quickly because, you know, right off the bat, Steve's just kind of aggroing everything into a big pile, and we were able to deal with it pretty quickly.
Yep.
Yep. And we've got good AOE, so.
Yes, we do.
I don't.
Sherlock.
Yeah, I have a lot of triple hex shots, but they're mostly stun, retaliate, or stun, disarm, all that jazz. But
they're great. It'd be nice
to throw some more damage. I think Steve was totally cool with all the stun.
Yeah, yeah, I was not upset about any of that.
Oh.
So yeah, then Hale kind of gets up, does her thing, and that's that. It unlocked Ruidus Rift, where we go after that.
You know, before we travel, I'm feeling a bit peckish, Casey.
Peckish, yeah, huh? Yeah. What's cooking this week?
I believe we fed you that week with steak fajitas.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had those lime chips and the salsa.
By the way, I just bought some of those for the house here. Like, we had guacamole and I had to hunt those chips down, which was no easy task. They're in like the organic section, and it took me a minute to hunt them down.
But, they were just in the normal section of Publix.
Okay, I went to the Kroger and they were in the organic. So whatever, they're good.
Isn't all food organic? Like, isn't that kind of like the base? Like, whatever.
Unless you eat rocks,
all right.
Then it's mineral.
Yeah.
I gotta say though, Skip's dessert.
It was yeah, it was a sugar coma coming. Because
oh my god, it was
meant to be chess squares, but I ended up making a pie and tried to cut it in squares, and that didn't work out. So I just kind of dropped it on the plate and gave you a fork and let you go at it. But it came out exactly like I expected. So sweet and so gooey and very good.
It was
at the time, I felt like it was a lot of sugar, but I have since revised my stance on
and,
that.
I don't,
that bar has been lowered.
I think I had whipped cream in the fridge at the time. And I was like, oh, I might do this. And Skiff, you were like, yeah, I mean, technically it's supposed to have that. And we're like, well, what the hell are we doing then? Oh, man. That was probably my favorite dessert you've done so far.
Yeah, I like that one.
The strawberry one's up there, but this...
Chess pie, I don't know. It just feels like it's like a Thanksgiving dessert. It's like Meemaw's got some chess pie out, right? Like, it's just that real over the top rich.
It does.
Know?
Totally.
It was just warm and sweet and satisfying, and the euphemism, just go with it.
And with that out of our system, we move on to the Ruidus Rift, where we're still buddies with Hale, so that's cool. And we are closing down this portal to hell. So
yeah, this was a pretty cool scenario, actually. I
thought so too, because it's a single room.
I always like
which was great with no bad guys in it, really.
Which was great for Maytal. Mm-hmm. Like, there was very little running to do in this mission.
Yeah, no.
And it was only going to be 10 rounds long. We had to protect Hale for 10 rounds. How hard could it be?
Well, I mean, it's no Matthew G. Summers.
The gimmick here. Yeah, the gimmick here was things were spawning in every single round. And by things, I mean demons. Yeah,
of all flavors, we didn't discriminate. I think, was every kind of demon on order?
Yep.
Yep. Every single one was
just
on the menu.
Summoning in cycles.
Yeah, so they kind of bounce around the room every turn. One or two would spawn.
There was like Hale in the center with an altar.
Yes.
And she's just going to be there for 10 rounds, and we just got to keep her from dying.
And then 4 points in the corners, well, it's kind of a round room, but in the 4 corners of the room, you had the 4 spawn points.
Mm-hmm.
Which we now know you can't block.
Because we would have cheesed the crap out of that.
We would have just all stood in the corner the whole time. Like, it would have been ridiculous.
Man, this is so easy. It was a joke, man.
Hey, it was pretty nice for the most part, because when they spawned, you know, we'd attack them right away. So that money kept piling up real fast on one spot.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
But so the cycle was what? It was like one demon in one corner, one demon in another, like one turn, two turn, and then it was two demons a turn after that, right?
Right. Kind of in a crisscross pattern.
Mm-hmm. And again, it was cycling through the different demon types, so it kind of mixed things up. And so initially we were able to kind of focus on the one demon that was spawning in, but then we decided to start kind of splitting the room up. And it was, I was down at the bottom with, was it Maytal down there?
When you were off to like, I think so. You were off on the same side as Herd.
I can't remember.
And on the same like edge as Maytal. We kind of ended up picking corners, but like the first couple ones we just dropped in like one turn, which was good because we didn't want stuff to build up. But then we ended up sort of teaming up to take sides together.
Yeah, with it having all these different flavors of demons, we couldn't hope for like doing some kind of cheesy spawn lock or anything by getting them all out there. We just had to kill, you know.
Yeah, and the earth demons were especially gross because they had like 21 health or something ridiculous.
It was a pain in the ass.
Well, I'm not sure that was like the super big ones that were nasty. The ones that had like four shields, those got really bad.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one those are. Flame demons? I can't remember.
They are definitely annoying.
Yeah, were they...
The nice thing about...
Were they all elites or normals? I couldn't remember.
I believe they were all elites because we were four player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The nice thing about this one, though, is because it was only 10 turns, we could drop some real big hits early. And like, I know... Sherlock and Brittany were dropping attacks in the mid to upper teens.
Good times
on damage.
Way I like it.
And then, like, we did a good job of splitting up, and then things started getting hairy towards the end, but they were set up in a way where I could kind of move a little bit closer to the middle. And because I've got good range, you know, kind of split up some hits that way as well. It kind of helped take some
pressure
off.
Now, when you say getting hairy, it's not that they ever even got a single hit in on Hail. It's just we had a bunch of them. But also, we had cards to pitch for days. Like, it was never felt like we were going to lose it. We just kind of were losing a little bit of control of the situation.
Well, what definitely helped it, though, was, like, Skip, you were shifting between, like, the plus one attack song and the disadvantage song, which was huge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we'd have, like, two or three enemies swinging on us and doing nothing because of that.
Yeah, throwing out all those curses as fast as I could. I mean, the disadvantage song, it's just a perfect combination. But, it's just whenever we needed it, because that when you guys were heading in for the big attack, I had to have that song, the plus one attack song ready, because it just helped so much.
It was worth it, man. But overall, we handled business.
We did. Not much special to report here. You know what? Both of these scenarios were fairly straightforward. We handled them pretty quickly. But we only got two sessions in this, which, I mean, we usually get two sessions in, but, I mean, these seem to go by
pretty quick. We actually called it kind of early that week.
We did.
Pretty early.
Yeah, because your wife was working the next day, so you had Oliver all day, and I had a ton of lawn work, and so we old-manned out, you know, got home by midnight.
That's right. I mean, we old-manned out at, like, 11 or 12. Oh, yeah. It's not like, but, so the cool thing about this scenario was... As a reward, we all got a ton of gold, 100 gold apiece. Yeah. But the caveat was it had to be immediately spent on enhancements, which was interesting. I kind of liked it.
It was like,
especially because
giving us free enhancements, basically.
Yeah, but like enhancements seem to kind of get pushed to the side, right? Like, oh, it'd be really nice to enhance these cards, but I also need these items or whatever. So it was kind of good to kind of be forced to enhance.
Well, yeah, but the big problem is like enhancement, like your base cost is somewhere like 100 gold. For anything above a level 10 card.
You mean a level
1 card. I said level 10.
Yeah, you did.
But you know what I mean? Like the cost of entry is so high, it's hard to save up for it anyways.
But still, like if you upgraded a level 1 card with a plus 1 attack and then one with a plus 1 move, that's like only 80 gold, right? I mean, if you focus on some of the cheaper ones, you can get some nice things.
Sure, but we're not using those anymore, you know?
I mean... Well, some of us do.
Fine.
Which I'd been saving that money for a while. I've been level 9. I've had all the items I've wanted for ages. So I was able to upgrade a couple things. You know, felt good. Not that I'll ever retire, but you know, still, it doesn't hurt to have things upgrade.
How close are you now that we've got a few more cultists?
I think I'm lacking a 7 or so. I don't have my character sheet right in front of me right now. I don't have that many. I mean, hey, if you we know just those, hit like decent scenario, you know.
You know those like fishing streams they have for old people where it's like a closed loop and they're just releasing fish into it? You think we could do that with cultists for you?
That'd be fun. Look, I'm no stranger to loving.
Here you go, buddy. Go get some cultists.
You know, you can just go ahead and retire. The only thing you're really gaining out of it is one extra perk.
Not about the perk.
You're not even unlocking a class.
Yeah. I know. Like, I'm going to unlock the Sun class, which we unlocked 2 months ago or something.
Which really, if you retired quick, you might be able to find, like, draw a life goal card that could unlock a new thing.
And this is true.
You know, you'll actually be doing something.
It might be time to kill her off. We'll have to see.
Wow. Kill her off.
I don't know if I can ever live without my movement.
Is that how the retirement works?
I do think we have like a, I think there is one like crypt scenario we have available to us right now where there's probably cultists in there if we wanted to go after it. It's, you know, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But that about does it for this week. It was good to have everybody back again. And you know what? These are actually some pretty fun missions. They had both of them had a little bit of quirks to them, and it worked out pretty well. So I was definitely, it was a good session.
You know, we spent a lot of time hitting out those, a lot of side missions and stuff. So I feel like a lot of what we have left is kind of flagship levels, right? Like important ones that hopefully we'll keep seeing some more interesting mechanics coming through.
So yeah, thanks for joining us, guys. And we will again see you next week for more misadventures.
That's right. Wednesday we'll have the 8th episode of Capital Intrigue coming up. And scratch that. That's not how this is actually going to work. Hold on.
And we're back.
That's right. And if you will tweet us at GPub Radio, we'd love to hear feedback from you. Misadventurespodcast.com. Links to all the socials. We'll see you guys next week.